Hi, this is Lola Michelin from the White Witch Chronicles, hosted by the Northwest School of Animal Massage. And this is my friend Riley. And today we're going to cover the third in a five-part series about equine massage, what I call my equine massage countdown. So in the first of these, we learned the five reasons why your horse might need a massage. And in the second series, we learned the four questions that you should ask the person providing that massage for your horse. And today, in the third session, we're going to be looking at the three things your horse wants you to know. So over 30 years of providing equine body work, and in that I use many different types of tools, not just massage, but also acupressure, other therapeutic modalities, and animal communication. And three of the common themes that come up during my horse sessions for horses that are facing challenges are horses tell me that, one, they're frustrated. Another common thing is they maybe are confused. And thirdly, boredom. So I try to address those three elements in the horses that I work with: frustration, confusion, and boredom. So frustration in horses is often, from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint, can be associated with liver imbalance. So it may express itself through aggressive behavior. Horses that are frustrated might kick out. They might be resistant to work. They might have evasions. In their stabling environment, they might be ones that paw or kick at the wall or are unfriendly to stablemates. In the case of confusion, horses that express confusion are often trying, but they just don't understand their place. Maybe their environment has changed. Maybe they were recently purchased or moved to a new stable. Confusion can come from not knowing what their job is or what their role is in the environment. So it can come from social, imbalances, not having enough interaction with other horses and not knowing where they stand in the herd. So confusion can often express itself through anxiety or stress, and these might be horses who are spookier than usual. Maybe they're afraid of that boogeyman in the corner of the arena. They also might express anxiety through muscle tension and nervous tension. And boredom, of course, can come from long periods of confinement, layup, changes in job, maybe having a job they don't enjoy or a job that is becoming redundant. And boredom can show up in various stereotypies. These might be the horses who we see cribbing, pacing, pawing, doing other behaviors as a displacement behavior because they're not able to do something that keeps them mentally stimulated. These horses will often benefit from things like toys or activities or days cross training. So how does massage play a role in helping with these types of emotional states that we find our horses in? So a massage therapist is spending 60 to 90 minutes or longer with your horse in a very focused session that's all about the horse. So we're building a relationship with your horse, and we're trying to find out where that animal's comfortable spots are, both physically and emotionally, and where they're struggling. So just relieving muscle tension in often cases can help with relieving some of the frustration or confusion that they might be feeling. And that can help to just set the stage for them to return to work in a different way or identify ways to alleviate their emotional state and make them happier, but without the muscle tension present. And also, of course, massage is very balancing for the nervous system. So if the behaviors you're seeing are the source of frustration or confusion, and that's affecting the nervous system of your horse, it can be really helpful if they can get some relief from that nerve tension and nerve pain. And lastly, the massage therapist is your friend in monitoring your horse and how he's changing over time and how those behaviors are showing up. So they often can key into aspects of your horse's mental state and give you ideas of the things that the horse finds stimulating or calming or relaxing so that you can incorporate those into your grooming sessions, into your riding, and into your relationship with your horse. So from Riley and Lola here at the Northwest School of Animal Massage, we hope you have a great day. Namaste, and we'll see you in the aisleways.